Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Handley. Yes, it's that man again.
He's that man again, yeah, that man again. Yes, Tommy Handley is here.
With new plans for placing foaming of the mouth still further off the map.
Mother's pride and joy, Mrs. Handley's boy. Oh, it's useless to complain. When trouble's brewing, it is doing a damn.
Pray silence, for he pawn shop the mayor, the unredeemable Thomas Handley.
What did you mean, unredeemable? I may go in every Monday, but I come out on Friday. To point the gag, I will now sing for you alone. I'm having a real outing tonight. A state visit to the first performance of my new repertory company. I'll just dispose of my municipal business, the fluff out of my waistcoat pocket, and go to the station for the official welcome. Now, let me see. What's on the agenda?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice day.
No.
Any rents, rates, or taxes?
Not today.
Oh, I'll call again.
Don't.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice day.
That was Maximum, the supercharger. I gave him a week's notice last Friday.
I didn't take any notice.
Now, where have I heard that guffaw before? But now, what's on the agenda? Oh, with a cat sitting on it. Get off it. It's not a catalogue. You've gone and purred all the print off the pages. That's the worst of having everything tabulated. Hello?
We got you already, are you?
How many?
What are you about?
What, under the counter?
Oh, I just better heave a crowd. Up the course, hello.
That was Ed Gardner. Just found a leak in the green market. Well, I'll never get any work done if this goes on. I've been mayor for some considerable distance now, and I still haven't carried out the first plank in my platform.
After you, Claude.
No, after you, Sizzle.
What shall we do with board, Claude?
Carve it with chisel, Sizzle.
What's that you've got there?
It's first plank in your platform.
I thought it was a splinter in your thumb.
Yeah.
We've been carrying it round for many a year, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor. Take it round to my landlady. Then I might have a bit of board with my lodging.
That order can't be ignored, Claude.
Yes. We'll take it out of this hole, Sizzle.
After you, Claude.
No, after you, Sizzle.
Here, mind that picture of misery. Now, there'll be another frame up tomorrow. Well, I'd better prepare a speech of welcome for the arrival of my theatrical party. Now, what shall I say? Good morning, nice day. No, I can't do that, no. I've got that on the brain. Hello?
This is Form speaking.
You sound as though you've got a touch of the Timoshenko's.
I will see that your stage company does not arrive tonight.
Oh, yes, they will. I'm sitting on one of the baskets now.
There will be no train.
What, not even Jack Train?
There will be no show either. Fonz has spoken.
Oh, go on, marry Yaroslavich. I'd like to see him stop the show. He can't even stop his retreat. Well, now I'll don my regalia. Oh, good heavens. The cleaners will crease my shirt and starch my trousers. I'll feel the pinch if I sit down. I better dip them in my tea with my morning crusts.
Can I do you now, sir?
Go away, Mrs. Muff. Can't you see I'm dressing? Come back when I'm covered.
Can't I darn your dicky, sir?
It doesn't want darning. That's a spider's web on it.
Couldn't I empty your chest, sir?
Empty me chest? No. You can't even take a stick out of my side.
But, sir, surely I could itch up your adjudos.
Well, of course. You mustn't let me down before my friends.
I brought this for you, sir.
Oh, that's very nice of you. What is it, a hand-stitched pork pie?
Oh, no, sir. It's one of my niece's notions.
Your niece's notions? She should see a specialist about it.
She's very light on her pastry, sir.
Oh, well, she's put a foot in it this time. And she hasn't taken it out. Now, where you go, Mrs. Mop? I'm getting rather parky around the parsley.
I'll do you later, sir. Ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta for more. Well, perhaps I can dress in peace now. Well, I'll fiddle with my whiskers. My band's back. Welcome home, my municipal musicians.
Thank you, your rude ship.
Rude ship? But I'm sorry you should find me in this undignified undress, Charles.
Yeah?
But I was just about to tell a barefaced lie. Tell me, did you enjoy your change of beer?
Oh, yes, it revived our flagon spirits.
Not so bad for a band leader, anyway. Well, we've been well served by the lieutenant and his dance orchestra in your absence. But we've missed you and your bald-headed boys.
Oh, thank you.
Especially the one with the long beard.
I brought this for you, sir.
What is it? One of your oboe player's omelets?
No, it's an arrangement of Irish Washerwoman by Clive Richardson.
Well, soak my smalls in sauerkraut. The Irish Washerwoman, Mrs. Omoff again. Well, wheel her in, Charles.
Give me a license to pedal on the beach, sir?
Oh, it's alley-oop again. Now, in this town, I'm the only pebble on the beach.
I pedal all over the place.
Why, have you got a bicycle?
No lucky-bucky.
No lucky-bucky,
I pedal on 2 foot.
2 foot, that's a rule, I suppose, yes.
On beach, I sell balloon, bucket, bullseye. I need a license.
You need decarbonizing. Here's a ticket for a free bath.
No ticket, Bob. Take a license.
You take your hook, you eastern earwig.
Here we go. But we come back. You like pretty postcards?
Get out of here, you off-white salesman.
Oh.
You darken the room. What next, I'd like to know. Ah, the cares of this office weigh me down, and so does this chain. Ought to be on a cart horse, not on the mare. It's been dipped in so much soup at municipal banquets that it's always turning turtle.
Hey, Boss.
Yes?
Boss, something terrible's happened.
What, has Arthur Sanford had his hair cut?
No, worse than that. The train that's transporting your theatrical talent threatens to travel to the terminus in time.
Your people know of this looseness. But the train's on time, eh? Oh, well, that's something new for a theatrical train. Now, get all the boys together. I'm going to entertain the company to lunch at their own expense.
Shall we take you to the station, your tramship?
Yes, blaze away, blaze away. What are we stopping for?
This is the station, your worship.
Well, I'll run a ladder up my stocking. It's the fire station.
Well, you said blaze away, your worship.
Oh, well, now we're here, I'll light my pipe. And then you can clear me down to the railway station. Stop, stop. Now, onto the platform, everybody. Now, where's the station master?
That'll be him, sir.
Looks like a bit of coal that's fallen off the tender. Good morning, station master.
Good morning. You buy a nice timetable? Very old, very wrong.
Why, it's Kentucky. Can't I ever get away from you? I thought you were an official.
Timetable official. I sell tea, coffee, funny paper.
Yes.
You buy funny paper, pretty picture, pretty saucy.
Go away. Every time you sneeze, the fog signals go off.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
Boss, here's the train. And she's shorting the signal in the single signal box.
Now, do it with the flag in your hand.
Here's the train. And she's shorting the signal in the single signal box.
Yes. Well, that's a sample signal speech, Sam. Singularly sibilant. I'll stand here to make my speech. And when the train stops, play the Hitman anthem, bandmaster.
What? Roll out the barrel?
Who do you think I am, Boone Crosby? No, play my own tune. It's that can again. Aha, the chorus have arrived anyway. Excuse me, is this a theatrical train, the 5 and 9?
Nay, it's the milk train from Mooko Junction.
Sounds like a carve-up. I thought they were actors, but they can't be. There's no fish on the train. Send it away, Sam.
Mr. Handicap, Mr. Handicap.
Handicap? I'm not the favorite for the 3:30.
No, you are on the wrong platform. Your train comes in at Bay 2.
Bay 2? That's on the Black Sea.
No, to Bay.
To Bay?
Well, not today.
What is the question? The only question that worries me is, would it be quicker to let the platform go and meet the train, or should we stay here until my ship comes in? Ah, this looks more like it. Ah, that'll do. Now the passengers are getting out. Hello. This looks like an actor coming down the platform. He's got a fur coat and a yachting cap on. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice day.
Yes.
Any tights, rouge, or toupees?
No.
I'll call again.
Do.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice day.
That was Artie Fishall, the makeup man. I'm sick of this. I'm going to the refreshment room for a large spitty gum and a cold cream cake. Hello, what's going on?
Show me
the train. Fine, Joe. They're busy in here. The band's got here first. Hey, miss, can't I have a drink?
Oh, do you now, sir. Just wait till I fill me urn.
Your urn? I thought your husband's name was Albert. How long have you been here, Mrs. Bopp?
I do for the railway in my spare time, sir.
I bet you run off the rails when you get your pints mixed up.
You saucy old buffer, sir.
Well, if your urn's full, I'll have a nice cuppa.
No cuppa.
Well, I'll drink it out of the saucer.
The urn's stuffed up, sir.
Oh, is it? Well, you better take the lid off. Here, let me have a look. Well, there's something inside. Looks like one of the porters.
Don't forget the diver, sir. Don't forget the diver.
What are you doing on the up platform?
I'm going down there.
Oh, you're going down.
Boss.
Hello.
Boss, something awful's happened.
What is it?
The train you were waiting for is gone. It never stopped here.
What? Then they missed their official welcome. I must get back to the town hall right away. The show must go on. Play me back, man. Ah, express delivery. And my two beauty queens sleeping in the piano. I'll wake them up with a chase salute. Kay first.
Me too. Oh, your tomship, we thought you were lost. We couldn't see you anywhere.
Of course you couldn't. I've been sitting in the window with an invisible mender. Listen, will you sing something soothing for my sweet songstress?
We've got a new one for you. It's called Scatter Cat.
Oh, really? That sounds more like a hint than a song.
Got a cash, got a cash, bank of mine. Well, cash me a check just as fast as you can. I've got an appointment with the baker, and he is going to call the band. Got a cash, bank of mine. Oh, hand me those notes, please, as fast as you can. I'm looking forward to the day, sir, when I shall have to buy a bread. You needn't check my signature. My account's not in the red. We're gonna choose the furniture for the day when we'll be with. Scatter cash, bank of mine. Oh, cash me a check just as fast as you can. I feel so terribly excited. So hurry, bank of mine. Scatter the cash, scatter it, bank of mine, all over the place. Cash me a check, hand me those notes just as fast as you can.
Sing that song to the manager, and as he comes to, get £3 out of the till, be back before five. Now, what's the time?
Six.
Aye?
Six.
Six, I didn't hear. That's right.
We'll see you at the handydrome, your cash slip.
Yes, you will. Will you wear your evening gowns, and after the show, you can get dressed and go to bed. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Lovely girls, those. Pity they tint their toes with tobacco juice. Well, now, I'm in a bit of a jam. If my repertory company doesn't appear tonight, there'll be no cash in the kitty tomorrow. No, not you, Moggy. You better get out of here before Mrs. Mop cleans the windows with you. Hello?
Good afternoon, Emily.
Yes, please.
The one that old man has said, sir.
Yes, go on.
It's all the good side of my husband.
The old rascal.
The one that had a couple of months there.
And what happened? Dear, oh dear. I didn't hear a word he said. I must tell that to the town clerk. He'll surpass himself.
Mr. Anvil. Everyone is coming to the handling room tonight. The theater will be filled to calamity.
Calamity? You mean capacity?
Every seat is sold twicely.
Nightly twicely? Well, that'll do me nicely.
Yes, even the boxes will be crammed.
Crammed? I won't have anybody eating sponge cake in my theater.
Yes, in all the shops I've hung up great big blackguards.
Well, it's time some of them are hung up. I can name three for a start. Oh, you mean blackguard, do you?
Yes, blackguard.
I see.
And everywhere I have stuck up boosters.
Boosters.
Come to the handly draw.
Come to the show. Chase me down the mountainside. Eeny, miny, moe. Well, listen. We should have a big bumper house, so. Now, all we want is the repertory company. Hello?
Can that be his worship from now?
Easily.
I am Horatio Ham, manager and leading player in your repertory company.
Welcome to our city, more's the pity. Where are you speaking from?
The Orkneys.
The Fourpneys?
I said the Orkneys.
The Orkneys? But that's 500 miles away. Are you with them, sir?
No, I have a slight guitar.
Oh, influencer. Oh, yes.
The infernal train dashed through your dilapidated station and landed us here in the Orkneys.
Oh, have you fixed your dates yet?
No.
Well, I've got a lovely address for you. Mrs. Scarper, Clayfit Lane, Leeds. The pound all inside out. And there's no chance of you being here tonight.
Tonight or not tonight? That is the question.
There's no question about it. I can sum the whole thing up in two words. Your contract's cancelled unless you appear according to the clause of the contract. Heretofore, in as much as the pips have gone, reverse charges. Yours truly, George Blackmar. Now we're in the soup, so-so.
No, no, I have a big idea. Your staff can be your repertory company.
Ah, that's a barnstorm, so-so. Sam, Charles, come here, all of you. Charlie, will you play me down to the Handleydrome?
Yes.
And if you get in the back step of my pogo stick, I'll tell you all about it. Are you all ready? Right. Now, Charles, first of all, I'll take the leading lady out to supper after the show. And you can... And don't forget, and don't forget, I go 50-50 with myself, and you get 10% for the standing room. Good evening, Dorman. Are all these people going in here or to the chip shop next door?
Oh, no, the place is packed out, sir.
Oh.
They've been shouting for you for the last half hour.
Well, in that case, I'd better sneak in the back way.
Oh, Mr. Handleydrome, so glad you have come.
Why, what's the matter?
Why, the old place is in a state of picnic.
State of picnic? I bet Al Fresco started it. Oh, you mean panic? But what do you want me to do?
Your voice will petrify them. Please, Mr. Handleydrome, go in and knock them cold stone.
Cold stone? Well, what shall I sing, so-so?
Anything at all. Anything at all.
Who publishes it?
Why?
Well, I must get me plug money.
I will start the music.
Right, I'll go and face it. Ladies and gentlemen. In response to your generous encore, I will sing for your approbation a little ditty entitled Don't Go Down the Mine, Daddy, Because Bacon's Fourpence a Loaf. Right. Now you've gathered one and all in this great Handleydrome. I tell you to your face, you'd be better off at home. My company has let me down, they've all gone on the beer. But I have got a play for you in which I will appear. Tom shoves it on. Shout hooray, what a play, you will see. Tom shoves it on. Stop your row, what a wow I will be. Of my leading part, I do not know a word, and I'll fade away. If I should get the bird, if you don't applaud me heartily, I'll jay. Tom shoves it on, with my grease paint tickling down my old regalia. Tom shoves it on. Oh, Tom shoves it on. Shout away, what a play, you will see. Tom shouts it on, stop your row, what a wow he will be. Of his leading part, he does not know a word, and he'll fade away. If he should get the bird, if you don't applaud me heartily, I'll jail him. Tom shouts it on, with my grease paint trickling down my old regalia. Tom shouts it on.
Hey, boss.
What, how?
Boss. Something terrible's happened.
Haven't my tights turned up from the tailor's?
No, no. Worse than that, boss.
Well, has the call boy caught a cough in the cold corridor?
No, boss. Much worse than that.
Oh, dear.
The stage manager says the slap-up special safety curtain simply sags because somebody snaffled the screws out of the side of the stage.
Do you come from Spitalfields?
Yes.
Do you mean the curtain won't go up?
No, boss. It won't come down.
Oh. Well, let's play the king and call the whole thing off. Now, is my stage director there?
Overture and beginners.
Overture and beginners? They're not on until next week. Anyway, we'll start without them. Now, so-so, is everything ready? Have you got the prompt book?
See, the prompt book. Here it is.
Let me see. Why, it's written in Italian. Who do you think you are? The Open Air Theatre in Naples by kind cooperation of the RAF.
Well, what do you wish me to do with it, Mr. Randall Q?
Randall Q, now listen. You go into the prompt corner, and if we break down, you send a lorry. No, I mean, you give us the next line, you see. In other words, if we forget our parts, you are there to tell us what to say next.
Quick?
Yes, prompt. Now, you know what you've got to do?
Si, signore. I stand in the corner,
yes.
And if you miss the next lorry, I fetch a taxi.
Fetch a taxi. Oh, well, it'll be all right on the night. Now, run along now. It's time we started. Now, everybody, you know when to come on.
Up to you, Claude. Down. Off to you, Sisu.
Hello. There's an echo in this theatre. I'll try it. Hello?
Yes.
Who is that?
Me.
What are you doing?
Mind your own business.
There's a shocking echo here. It's terrible. We must get on. Now, what about the orchestra?
Shall I do them now, sir?
Yes, ring them out. I mean, ring them in.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Not you, you fool. The band.
Oh,
gentlemen, tonight, his act drop the mayor presents his riff-raff repertory company in a drama of the doings of that diabolical desperado Sweeney Tom, the demon blatherer of Fleet Street.
Tom slaughters Todd. For the benefit of those who have not brought programs, the rats, the curtain rises on the interior of Sweeney Tom's tonsorial emporium. At enormous expense, the management has engaged not only the mayor, but the mayoral chair as well. This is a notorious barber's chair in which the Sweeney Tom places his victims. When he presses a button, it tips them through to the floor of the cellar below. So, on with the show. And here he is, making his entrance.
All is ready for my morning chin wallop. Steady, Sweeney Tom, steady. It's neck or nothing this time. Ah, my beautiful chair that has tipped so many customers to their doom in the cellar below. Are you working? Blimey's got a creak out. Where is my confederate in crime?
Here I am, sir. Can I do you now?
No, woman. I'm going to do you for a change. Is everything prepared down below?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. The chair is ready for the next customer. Sit down, and we will work out the details of this foul plot.
Yes, sir.
What do I say now, Prompter? Oi, so-so, what's next?
I will polish her off. Ha-ha!
Ha-ha! That's really funny, that, yes, that's right. I will polish it off. Ha-ha! Sit down, Mrs. Hop.
Oh, you've done me in, sir!
Aha, the chair is empty. Next gentleman, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice play.
Beautiful. Haircut, shave, or shampoo?
I'll call again.
Sit down.
Oh, Miss Marple.
I finished him off.
Wrong.
Hey?
Polished him.
Oh, I'll polish him later. Ah, the chair is again empty. Next gentleman, please.
Boss, boss.
Something terrible is going to happen.
What is it, boss?
Sit down, I'll tell you.
Oh, boss!
That's bumped him off.
Wrong.
Hey?
Polished.
Here, so-so, come here.
Yes, yes, Mr. Arklan.
Now, let's get this straight. Now, sit down. Now, what exactly should I say?
I'll polish him off.
By Jove, you're right. What have I done?
You polished him off!
This is how Sweeney Tom disposes of those who cross his path. Next gentleman, please.
Hey, boss. There's something I've been wanting to say to you for a long time.
Ah, come in, Lefty. Sit down and take the load off your gun.
Yeah, thanks, boss. But what I want to say is, you's a great guy. Great guy.
Now, who will be the next victim of the demon blatherer?
Don't forget the diver, sir. Don't forget the diver.
Take a seat, diver. You're going down now, sir.
Blimey, water.
Peace at last. Peace at last. And there is only one thing left for me to do.
Stay down.
Thank you, I will. See you next Friday.
Tom takes a chair.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley in the 16th edition of It's That Man Again with Jack Tran and Sidney Keith, Dino Galvani, Horace Percival, Clarence Wright, Dorothy Summers, Fred Yule, Kay Cavendish, and Pat Rignall. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Charles Shadwell, and the show was written by Ted Kavanagh and produced by Francis Worsley.